To God be the glory, in the name of Jesus. Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers and my New Bethlehem Baptist Church family, I greet you in the name of Jesus. My name is Sister Annie Penn, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. Galatians 5:22-23. Temperance, the condition or quality of being temperate, having calmness with the ability to exercise in moderation or being conscious of having self-control. Being restrained and having a level head and use a sound mind. 1 Corinthians 9:25, Galatians 5:5-23. Having mastered personal desires and passion, all kinds of sensual desires, such as sexual desires or the desire for material comfort. Temperance being last on the list because it's focused on the way, the work of the flesh, which lacks the ability of self-control. But we as true believers of Christ Jesus, our strength and abilities comes from the true vine, Jesus. This is how we are able to live a fruitful life for God. These fruit of the Spirit are virtues, moral excellence that are pleasing to God, beneficial to others, and good for ourselves. But the question is, how are these produced? It is not by man's effort. It is produced as we Christians, being true believers, living in communion with God the Father, the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. The empowerment of the Holy Spirit that lives and works wonderful miracles in our lives. He transfers us in the likeness of Christ Jesus. So we as true believers are united to Christ by faith through the gift of God's grace, love, and mercy, meaning that we should have an intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ daily. When we spend time in praying, reading, and obeying the Word of God, also having fellowship with other saints, this is what gives us the resource that we need to draw all the nourishment that provide life to us from the true vine of Jesus Christ. Because we, as the branches, can only bear fruit as we abide in the true vine, Jesus. This is the only way we as believers can bear the fruit of the Spirit, by having a Christ-like character. Remembering the Word of God says that without Jesus we can do nothing on our own. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. John 15:1-5 explains how the fruit of the Spirit is produced. Jesus being the stem of the plant, the producer, the true vine, God the Father, the prumer, the trimmer, is the vine dresser, and we as disciples are true believers by grace through faith are branches. Our resource and nourishment are extended from the main source, which is the true vine, Jesus. Verse 1, Jesus is the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. We as believers are the branches. Verse 5, Jesus is speaking, I am the true vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. We are true believers. Our fruits and moral characters comes from God the Father, who loved us so that he gave us his capital word, Jesus, his only begotten Son, through his miraculous virgin birth, life, death, and resurrection. He is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. And God, the Holy Spirit, he lives in all believers to help us communicate God's truth. He convicts us of our sin. He convinces us that God's ways are right and comfort us when we are sad. He is also the Holy Ghost, counselor and helper. John 14:16-17 tell us that God sent the Holy Spirit to guide us after Jesus left the earth. He empowers and keeps us with gifts, characters in the likeness of God. These fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance, these virtues were mandated before the foundation of the world, a gift to whosoever that believeth in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord in our lives. We have the true vine, Jesus Christ. He will continue to abide in us forever. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just truly grateful and thankful for your word. Your word is so truth and profound. Now, Lord God, anoint our ears that we may hear, and our heart and minds that we may receive your word, and we become better hearers and doers of your word. And let us be a light in this dark world.